Quarry Humphrey, Quarrehumphrey, Data Services. September 9, 2023. Date of birth is 7/21/79. Date of accident 5/5/2020. The patient reports the following. She's here for follow-up visit. The reports that she has no relief whatsoever. She was thrown out from Dr. Kornblum and Dr. Mendelson office. She alleges discrimination and racial issues. However, I don't believe that. I haven't got reports from Dr. Kornblum office as of yet. She doesn't want any lumbar surgery, as was advised to her by Dr. Kornblum. She's seeing a neurologist for her issues related to TBI, and she's going to get some testing tomorrow. And she's going to be placed on Adderall from her. In addition, patient wants to see a chiropractor, Dr. Mustafa, for acupuncture. Allegedly, she says that she has a pain in the neck around 8 and lower back is 8. No radiation is reported. And pain in both the shoulders is 8. And she's only able to move up to 120 degrees of abduction for both shoulders. And other than that, right knee is also hurting her 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient reports that her pain level is 8 to 10. ADLs are 10. And no relief has been obtained so far. Right now, she is in extreme pain. ADLs are affected. So please review the chart for ADL, additional history, as well as the substance abuse. And compliance history. Physical examination reveals the following. The blood pressure is 156/98, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is from the previous visit, dated 7/21/2023, dictation number 0724-094. Please make sure that the range of motion of the shoulder is 120 degrees. Harkin-Kennedy test is positive bilaterally. Diagnosis of the same plan of care. All the MRIs are again reviewed with the patient. MRI of the brain was completely normal. MRI of the cervical spine, dated 5/26/2022, did not show any issues with the car accident. Only osteophyte complex is seen. In the MRI of brain, which was normal, thoracic spine is completely normal. In the lumbar spine, there is a mild disc bulge at L4, L5, facet joints are enlarged, and cervical spine has a herniated disc at C4, 5, C3, C4. She also is found to have a plantar fasciitis unrelated to car accident. In the left ankle MRI, and a heterogeneity to the distal tibia, possibly bone marrow swelling. In the left knee is found to have a patellar tendinopathy proximal. MRI of the right knee shows patellar tendinopathy proximal also with the fluid in the knee joint. No other issues are reported. Her records from the Beaumont Hospital have been reviewed. Records from the Northern Radiology were reviewed. In the diagnostic issues, we find that the EMG was slightly positive for carpal tunnel syndrome bilaterally. CT scan of the soft tissues showed a cystic lesion which has nothing to do with the automobile accident. CTA of the brain was negative, brain MRI was negative. MRI of the brain was negative. cervical spine showed a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, for which CESI has been advised. Patient never came forward. Lumbar region MRI shows bulging disc at L4-5, which also is not a whole lot, and thoracic spine MRI is negative. Patient has a proximal patellar tendinopathy, which has been advised to her for with the injection treatment. So far, so good. The patient is not very compliant. She comes off and on, and I do not believe she has a terrible pain, but she cries. She has a psychiatric issues for which a psychiatrist should be looking at her, and a neurologist. She need to be seen by them. She is referred, and a counseling has been ordered with a social worker, as well as with the TBI reviewed with the Dr. Jenkins. I am looking for paperwork from Dr. Jenkins also. No other treatment protocol is possible. Patient is rigid on her non-surgical approach. She is referred to primary care physician for her evaluation in general for health, and neuropsych evaluation was ordered. Thank you. The medication are provided for Quaria Humphrey on 9-6-2023 are Flexeril and Essifex, Mobic, Alavil, Xanax, Zoloft, and Furoset. Mobic is provided for a anti-inflammatory and healing. Flexeril 10 milligram provided for sleep. Essifex for stomach protection. Alavil is provided for sleep pain relief. Xanax is provided for occasional panic. Zoloft is provided for pain relief. Furoset, 1 or 2 every 6 hours for headache relief. Her meds and labs have been reviewed, and our patient seems stable, and she will be provided with a additional physical therapy once a week until we get evaluation from the therapist. She is still okay to work, disability, housework, and transportation help. Thank you.